Other members, good morning and welcome. Madam, some people, George Mutimunye. I am acting chair of this select committee due to the fact that the actual chairperson, Honorable Mohapi, is off sick. I have no grounds to say again because I'm no medical doctor. I don't know his medical condition. Can I then welcome all members from the provinces? I am informed that there are three provinces that are here coming to present today before the Select Committee, the province of KwaZulu-Natal, the Eastern Cape, and the Free State. Can you confirm that all the provinces are here? All the three? Eastern Cape is here, KwaZulu-Natal is here, Free State? Yeah. Thank you very much. Moss, apologies.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, in terms of our record, we've got an apology from one, Honorable Mohapi, two, Honorable Wana, three, Honorable Nicolakis, and Honorable Mtetwa. Again, we also received an apology from the MEC of Cocta. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I think the apology is accepted, ne? Honorable Oliphant?
Thank you, Chair. If the
MEC is not here, is there someone who can come and present? Is it MEC of Cocta? Yes. Which provision are you talking about,
Honorable Orifan? I'm talking about the apology during the MEC of Cocta. I thought the Secretary came, Minister of Cocta. I thought...
Can we allow him to correct himself, please?
Chair, my apology, correction. MEC Cocta has submitted an apology.
Which problem?
Wasn't that done.
So the apologies are accepted, Honorable Members. Honorable Mokwele.
Yeah, let's accept them, but we should caution the apology of KZN. Since we know the status of KZN.
Honourable Members, with the background that you have on the issues that are surrounding these interventions, I think we are here today to allow provinces to do presentation. Yes.
I don't know whether there's a rule that allows a member who is not a member of the committee to chair the committee. I don't know there's a rule that allows that. Because according to the names before us, there's no name of Honorable Mutimunye being a member of Cocta.
I don't get it, Honorable Mukwele. Can you make your point clear, please?
Under Mpumalanga province, we've got Honorable Mhlanga, who is a member of this committee. There's no name of Honorable Mutimunye. So I just want to check if there is a rule that allows members who are not members of this committee to chair the committee that they don't belong to.
The whip of the committee is not here. I think that is his duty to clarify, but the secretary is here. I will give it over to you.
Chair, in terms of the official attendance register of the committee, Honorable George Mutimunye is a member of the committee. But if you look at the document that says agenda, I think here is certainly a mistake where when Honorable Mutanga was reading by the committee and replaced by Honorable George, this one was not amended. For us, we are saying he's an administrative member, Chair. But in terms of official record, we are the member of this committee, Chair.
You're satisfied, Honorable Mokwele?
I'm not satisfied, Chair. Because this is an official document of Parliament. It cannot be proper that we are given documents that are misleading. This will go down to records of Parliament. And us being part of this meeting will send a very, very, very wrong president. I will appeal to the administrators to take their work serious. They must not do work for the sake of doing it. And in terms of the rules again, you were appointed on that day to chair the meeting. It doesn't mean that it's automatic that you will forever be the chair of the meeting while the Honorable Mohapi is not here. We need to do the work of Parliament accordingly. You must, in terms of, I don't know the rule, they will tell us, Vobram Moss, but in terms of that rule, in each and every meeting where the chairperson is absent, the committee members must appoint an interim chairperson. Thanks. But for the sake of progress, let us not do things that for the sake of doing it. Thanks.
You'll understand, I mean, catch 22 situation, I cannot argue my own case, but I would have argued strongly on what you said if I was not in chair. Honorable Krimby and Honorable Odifat.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. It is unfortunate that the member was not present last week. We managed to elect the acting chairperson for this committee. Thank you very much. I would like to correct that, Chairperson.
Honourable members, I'm not sure if we want to waste time on arguing on this issue.
It's important, Chair, that for us, some of us, especially myself, for me to be part of this meeting, I must inquire. I don't know whether I'm not part of this. Is it deliberate that I'm not getting invitations from administrators, or it's because I'm no longer a member of this committee? Because every time when I have to come to the meeting, even that meeting that the Honorable Timby is talking about, I was not invited to it. So it must not be my fault that administration didn't do their work. Thank you.
Honorable Honorable.
Mr. Chair, I want to raise my concerns as well from the official opposition. We were not part of that meeting. In other words, you elected a chairperson when it wasn't a call rate meeting. In other words, that decision is unconstitutional because we were not invited to that meeting.
For the record, what you are saying is wrong. I think the meeting did call rate, and I dismiss that with contempt itself.
Why, Chair, were we not invited?
That can be explained.
That's unacceptable. And your terminology of saying that
please,
you rejected
please,
with contempt is unacceptable.
Honorable Honorberg,
it's a concern I'm raising.
Honorable Honorberg,
you have no right to reject it with contempt. Then I reject you with contempt.
Honourable,
and that can be voted.
Honorable Honorberg, the rules of Parliament are not suspended in committees. They apply as though they apply in the House.
You cannot reject my comments with contempt.
You are not going to speak before I recognize you. You are not going to speak before you are recognized by the chair. What?
Chair, I'm going to make a comment on two things. Number one, communication to members with regard to the special kind of meeting. When the Office of the Chief Whip and the Secretary of NCOP took a decision that the special meeting to be coordinated, immediately I then communicated with Honorable George. And Honorable George, on behalf of Honorable Chetty, indicated that Honorable Chetty and Honorable Engelbert would not be part of the meeting. Two, we then made an assessment as to whether if we were to coordinate that meeting from a status point of view, would the meeting correct? In terms of our assessment, Chair, that meeting corrected.
Thank you.
The rules of Parliament provides that in an absence of the chairperson, a member of a committee can be elected to preside over a matter before the committee. In terms of the table of apologies, Chair,
committee noted that Honorable Mohati has been booked off since the 28th of May, but noting that the committee has three issues to consider: one, legislation; two, intervention; three, and budget vote, a special meeting was called to elect an acting chairperson so that the committee functions in the absence of the chairperson. With regard to the concern raised by Honorable Mukwele, we have what we call a central communication chair, where telephone numbers of all the members are put. Now, when you send notification, automatically you send notification to all committee members. But I note the concern that has been raised. We commit ourselves that we'll do an investigation to establish whether Honorable member did receive the communication or not.
Honorable Engelbert, can I address you? Honorable Engelbert, could you please behave in this meeting? Will you please behave yourself? Thank you. Can we proceed, honorable members? Honorable Oliphant, I am going to suppress you. I think we have closed this matter now. I think you wanted to speak on the matter of non-attendance and attendance, whether the chair was elected or not. Please allow me to suppress you for the sake of progress, and let's proceed. With the greatest of respect, Honorable Oliphant. Honorable members, we're going to start with the province of KwaZulu-Natal. We're going to give them 30 minutes to do their presentation, and all provinces shall follow accordingly. They have 30 minutes to do their presentations on the issues at hand. And the main focus on these issues of Section 139 interventions is the constitutional correctness of the intervention, the procedural correctness, and substantive grounds on which such intervention would have been invoked in terms of the Constitution. We are now going to allow the province of KwaZulu-Natal to kickstart with their presentation. 30 minutes, please. Then members will come in with questions. Over to you, KZN. Honorable Oliphant, you noted Honorable Mukwele.
Thank you very much, Chair.
You noted Honorable Oliphant first.
Chair, I think...
Honorable Mukwele,
yes.
You noted Honorable Oliphant first.
Chair, thank you. Why don't we take all three presentations and we will just and then ask questions about KwaZulu-Natal, and all that.
That's up to you as members.
Okay.
I'm in your hands. I'll be guided by you. Honorable Chetty?
Yeah. The chair is a practice in this committee where we dealt with them individually as provinces. And also, I can't see us trying to deal with one province now. And after we dealt with the third province, to go back and ask them to explain what we wanted initially. And then what you're going to have is chaos. The people are jumping from one province to the other province, not understanding what's happening. And then when you come to conclude, you're going to have a mixed masala story out here. So can we just stick to what the norms are? This committee was functioning properly when we were doing it that way. I don't think we should be now starting to change it.
Honorable, sorry to recognize Chetty before you when you were noted.
Not Chetty, because we have the issue here, legislation. I don't know anyway who is here from KZN, but according to the Constitution, we must be briefed by an executive. It has been a norm that in KZN things are not done accordingly, and we have accepted that to continue. Even when we go to the province to do our interventions, we will be briefed by officials. And it gives us a challenge where we need to deal with the issues that are political. Officials won't be able to give us the answers that we need that are political. So if we continue to do this, It will be a norm. There will be another province. MEC from Eastern Cape will then say, but why should I go there? I've got so many things to do. From Free State, from Northwest, they will say, there's no need for me to go there. Anyway, let me send my administrators to go and brief the parliament. And administrators are not accountable to us. They are accountable to DGs or whoever that is responsible. People that are accountable to us in terms of the law, in terms of the constitution, are the executives. So if we continue with this tendency of treating KZN as if it's a special province, it is misleading the country, and we are also setting a trend where KZN will be as if it's better than other provinces. They can do things their way, and we'll take it as it is. So I'm of an opinion that the MEC from KZN must start to take us serious. I'm suggesting that we don't take the briefing from KZN as a committee and summon the MEC to us. Anyway, she is responsible. She is accountable to us, Chair. So that is my submission. It cannot be proper that we allow this tendency to continue, especially from KZN. When we were amending the report that we have taken as a committee, because she had her personal interest or political interest, she came to the meeting, to the house. She came and she made sure that she imposes herself into us doing the wrong thing. So we are going to listen to officials, and then we are going to table the report before the council. And then if that report doesn't favor her wishes, she will come and impose herself. So let her come as much as she knows she's responsible, and then we interact with her properly. We ask her questions. She accounts to us, and she commits to us as the legislation requires. So I'm of the opinion that we must never allow this thing to happen. We have allowed it to happen for a very long time, but now we can't allow it to happen. Thanks.
Can I note help on this matter, Honorable Members? Honorable Engelbrecht, Honorable Chetty, Honorable Oliphant.
Chair, thank you. I'd like to support my colleague. I think it's really time that we show the MMC, because she's not showing any respect to this select committee, and she only appears when it suits her and only when she's got personal interest at heart. So I'd like to support that, please. Thank you.
Honourable Chair.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. The previous speakers have covered me, and I think we know very well the MEC has a tendency not to respect the committee and what we have here now. We've been out there for interventions, and she sent out the administrators, and she has felt that suspicion. The case in point that the Honourable Mokwela was speaking about Emma Sangeni, the one that we have an issue with, where the committee took a decision and the MEC came in to take down, overturn a report of the ATC. So I think in fairness, to give her an opportunity, if the decision taken today is not suitable to her, she cannot come back and say she wants to now overturn the report of the decision of the committee. She just has to make herself present so that whatever views she wants to express, she can express to the committee, and that the committee can take her comments into deliberation before we conclude on the matter.
Honourable Oliphant.
Chair, I also second what the Honourable Members is saying, because the very same committee, when the Minister of Police and the Deputy was not in the meeting, we didn't take the official. So it stands like that. So in future, the Secretary must say, we want that one, and if the MEC doesn't come, we must hold his official. We must come with the official. Thank you.
I don't know, but earlier on when we entertained apologies, an apology of the MEC was tabled, and this committee accepted the apology. Now it's contradicting itself now. Honorable Mokwele.
I think we didn't accept the apology. We cautioned the apology and we noted this thing. We never accepted the apology. And we, like I said, Chair, that in the very same presentation, they have stated there are issues that really need the executive, a politician, to be part. We cannot, and when we deal with apologies, we deal with apologies in an agenda as a separate matter. Here we are in a matter to say, do we allow officials to address us? We are in another item. We have never accepted the apology of the NEC. Never. Unless other members maybe, but as for myself, as the EFF, I've never accepted the apology of the NEC.
I'm not going to argue with you on that one, Honorable Mukwege, but I have asked twice myself from the chair as to whether we accept the apologies and the meeting agreed. And that includes you. But let's not argue about that. Honorable Cliff, you are the only member who did not speak on this one. Can I allow you to speak as well before we make a determination?
Chairperson, sorry, Chair, point of order. You've got four members of this committee who've already asked you that the matter not be addressed. The only two people that haven't spoken on this matter is you and Honorable Kimby. And even if you want to go on a vote, I'm sure you know you lose 4-2. So there's no real urgency.
No.
There's no real urgency for the Honorable Kimby to speak because he hasn't spoken.
No. I want to determine consensus on this meeting. I want to only determine consensus. Can you allow Honorable Kimby to speak?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, really we accepted the apology. But now Honorable Mukwili is coming up with some technical thing that we're talking about on the item now, whereby the MEC is not here. So I think we need to discuss that, whether, because at the same time, Chairperson, I know we said we can pay the officer must go back, but we must think of the expenses.
Honourable members, can I request that we stand down for 5 minutes? Let us consult with Fatih, please.
Yes, please.
The meeting is adjourned for 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Colleagues, can you please leave the house? Let the honourable members remain.
The meeting is adjourned. I need to make a decision on whether the meeting goes ahead or not because some people haven't attended. That's not all, we'll have to wait and see. They just said we have only 5 minutes so they can decide. We'll have to come back in 5 minutes.
So they're taking us, the officials out?
Yeah. Yes. No. Not, all officials must leave and they will.